The biographer James Atlas has quoted novelist Martin Amis's derision of biography as a lowly trade. Amis is echoing his 19th century literary forebears. In Robert Browning, The Private Life, Ian Finlayson quotes his subject as believing that biographers should bugger off and take the tools of their filthy business with them. In The Paper Men, the novelist William Golding updates Browning by portraying the biographer as literally digging in his subject's garbage. Caught by the subject rooting around in the subject's kitchen like a feral animal, or worse, a scavenger feeding off his subject's waste products, the biographer appears as a shit. In effect, Atlas argues, biographers are accused of wanting to know too much, and knowing too much deprives the subject of dignity. The more that is known about a subject, the less appealing that subject tends to become. The less you know about a man's life, the better, argued Alfred Tennyson. I thank God day and night that we know nothing about Shakespeare. The too much, however, is not so much revelations of private life per se, but rather an obsession with sex, Atlas contends. Our insistence on hearing about it and our embarrassment about our insistence on hearing about it. It's our very willingness to peer behind the bedroom door that's prompting all the anxiety. Actually, it is not the readers who peer, but the biographer. Readers leer and revel in gossip about sex. Flaubert's Parrot, Julian Barnes's fictional meditation on Flaubert's life and work, dramatizes Atlas's argument. The narrator, Jeffrey Braithwaite, is not a biographer, but his pursuit of Flaubert is biographical. Why does the writing make us chase the writer? He asks.